The Guardian.
You're listening to The Guardian's Private View podcast, Adrian Searle's regular look at major works of contemporary art. This week, Adrian visits That Open Space Within, a work by Anya Galaccio that brings one of nature's miracles to life inside Camden Art Centre.
Distant traffic and the wind in the rowan tree outside the window. Sunlight streaming in to a room overlooking the Finchley Road in North London. Traffic's off again. The lights have changed. And in the room, with its high white walls, those angled rhomboids of sunlight in the afternoon, an empty room. A full room. It's astonishing. In the middle of this room is a tree, the bole and crown of a dead horse chestnut tree. The branches leading up to the roof and towards the door when you enter the room. The branches are almost scrabbling at you. Dead branches. Dead branches covered in lichen. An ant crawling over the bark. Dead buds that will never unfurl. Broken branches, cut branches. The whole tree sawn apart and reassembled. Branches gnarling away from the floor. Reassembled, screwed together. Screwed and pinned like a broken leg. Great ropes holding it in place that are tensioned to coach bolts in the walls. What a magnificent thing this dead tree is. Lumps of bark missing. Places where it's been very skillfully cut at angles and then put back together again. It's by Anya Galaccio, a British artist who's been working with natural materials. Well, all kinds of things, from gerbera flowers to chocolate to grapes recently. She's been making wine in California. Well, and now this amazing tree. The victim of a disease which is killing off the conker trees in Britain. Just as Dutch elm disease decimated the natural landscape 20 or 30 years ago, killing all the elms. I love horse chestnuts with those wonderful candle-like blossoms in the spring and those great flat ear-shaped leaves. That lush green they have, and of course autumn with the fruit, the conkers themselves. I'm thinking of my childhood, of course, and my daughter's childhood and playing in those leaves. But what we have here is a dead tree up close. It's fascinating, like looking at elephant skin. Stilled somehow in a way that a tree never is, out of doors. The bark cracking off, the whorls of it, great plates of bark. And little kind of nests of twigs and spider's webs. It's very fragile, the tree, you can't climb on it. And I don't know how many tons it weighs, and I'm glad I don't work at a desk on the floor below. You sort of think it could come crashing through the building somehow. And there's something about all these ropes under tension that hold it all together against these sort of writhing, gnarly branches that are just silenced. And looking up to the roof, see the branches cut off before they reach the ceiling, the bigger ones. Like a fist unclenching this tree. It's like an object. Well, trees live hundreds of years, but this is less like an object than an event. It's amazing. And the longer I'm with it, the more it enthralls me. They say that, you know, art can't imitate nature, really, or can't compete with nature. Maybe nature can be art on its own. I mean, lots of artists have used trees, painted them. And, Courbet, Caspar David Friedrich, Stanley Spencer, Samuel Palmer, Constable. Well, I'm sure the list is endless. The tree itself is something else. Of course, you know, Courbet's was a metaphor. So was Friedrich's. Is this tree a metaphor? Anya Galachova went to Goldsmiths College in the 80s. I remember being the external assessor there when she graduated. She was one of the artists in the Frieze show, curated by Damien Hirst. And Michael Craig Martin was teaching there, but it was before he was professor. And of course, in the 1970s, in about 1973, I think, he did this famous work called An Oak Tree, which was just a little sort of bathroom glass shelf with a glass of water, half full or half empty, sitting on the shelf. And he said it was an oak tree, and that everything about the glass of water had been changed into an oak tree, except, of course, the appearance. So to everybody else, it looked like a glass of water. Well, this very much is a horse chestnut tree. And in a way, it's a sort of riposte, I think, to Michael's piece. And it is very much what it is. I think of artists like David Nash, who for a long time worked with really rough bits of wood and made sculptures from dead trees and bits of trees. But in a way, what Anya Galachio has done hasn't tried to make it arty at all. I mean, there's artifice and skill in bringing this thing in here and disassembling it from where it stood dead in the gardens of what I believe was once a mental asylum in South London. And with the help of tree surgeons, it was selected and cut and brought back here and put back together again. There's a lot of art in that and a lot of skill. But the real thing is in the event, in this poetic moment of the tree, this presence, the fact of it being here and us with it, us confronting it, it confronting us. You want to climb it, but you can't. You want to sit with your back to its trunk and read a book. You want to pick up the Conkers or something, but you can't. Every bit of it is a form. Every bit of it is better than anything anyone could make. Every centimetre of it is fascinating on its own account. You could spend a lifetime looking at it, the differences in the bark and the way that it's been colonised by lichens and mosses and insects. And they have to keep the doors very tightly shut here in case those pesky woodpeckers get in. It is amazing. It's a drawing. It's innumerable forms. It's complexity. This living thing that's so much bigger and lives at such a slower pace than we do. Of course, it's dead, but a lot of what's on it and in it isn't dead. It's alive. It's changing forms. Somehow it's been arrested for us for the few weeks or months that it's going to be in this room. It's like the slowest snapshot in the world to have this tree in this room. It's very wonderful.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.